We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
We've been reading your blogs. If you've got the issues, etc. widget on your blog, we've been reading your blog. We go through a lot of them every week. We try and read as many as we can. And then when it comes Friday, we try and pick one out that we think for this week really just says everything we think it needs to say. You know, blogs are like that. People write about all manner of subjects, and we're interested in what you're writing as well. So we pick our blogs, and then if you want us to read your blog and consider it, just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote, and you'll find the Issues Etc. widget and instructions on how to put it at your blog. And when you have, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll start reading your blog and considering it every week for Blog of the Week. What's yours, Jeff?
Light from Light. It's titled Success by Wells President Schrader, and Wells being the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Wells President Mark Schrader recently had an article in the February 2009 edition of Forward in Christ entitled, How Do You Define Success? Here are some excerpts from that excellent article. By most standards, his ministry, this is President Schrader writing, not the blogger. By most standards, his ministry was not much of a success. From almost the beginning, he was embroiled in public controversies and disagreements with his co-workers and fellow believers. He never viewed himself as a particularly gifted preacher. In the end, he died alone and the world did not much notice. His was not a very successful ministry, unless you measure success in ministry by other standards. This pastor and missionary who might be judged as a failure by any human standards was the Apostle Paul. Paul would agree that his personal abilities and accomplishments were few and far between, but he did not, nor should we, measure the success of his ministry in those terms. This was the man who recognized that the words he preached were not his words, they were the words of God himself. Paul's purpose was not to meet the felt needs of people, but to lead them to see their real need, the need for forgiveness and redemption. What kind of pastor do you want to serve as a shepherd of your congregation, Pastor Schrader writes, a powerful and dynamic speaker who draws people by the sheer force of his personality, someone with fantastic organizational skills, someone who is up on all the latest techniques for connecting with people, someone who seems to be successful, or would you prefer someone like the Apostle Paul? Always preaching Christ, always pointing to the cross, always demonstrating a love for souls by faithful proclamation of law and gospel. Success, I suppose, all depends on how you define it. My blog of the week, Light from Light, Success by Wells President Schrader.
Mine comes from Pastor Stray's weblog. He actually uses the entire word weblog. He's a pastor in the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Church. It's Glory Dei Evangelical Lutheran Church in Belmont, California. He's got a post there called YCMTU, Joel Osteen Pork and Shrimp. It's a link with some brief commentary to a segment of Joel Osteen's weekly sermon where you just got to watch it for yourself. Joel Osteen is going back through the old ceremonial laws about pork and shellfish and encouraging his listeners essentially to return to the old covenant. But not for the reasons that the old covenant was given, for health reasons. Return to the old covenant. The letters YCMTU, by the way, in Pastor Stray's blog post stands for You Can't Make This Up. Apparently, he has a file called You Can't Make This Up. Every pastor should have one of those. I should have one of those when you come across this kind of stuff. That's my Issues Etc. blog pick of the week. You'll find links to both at our website, issuesetc.org.